Febreze brothers got to be the sure shot, sure shot, sure shot, sure shot, sure shot. Paul Nice got to be the sure shot. Rock a rock, y'all. Phil Most, don't stop, y'all. Paul Nice, the body, rock, y'all. Febreze brothers got to be the sure shot, sure shot. Febreze brothers got to be the sure shot, sure shot.
Every Sunday morning at 9, join me, Pete Evans, for Spinning Jazz on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. Each week we'll be exploring the wonderful world of modern jazz. From hard bop to bossa nova, from Latin to soul. That's Spinning Jazz, Sunday mornings at 9 on Sheffield Live.
Hey, ladies, get funky. Hey, 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 hey am Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Welcome back. It's hour two of the night train, Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Worldwide, sheffieldlive.org, on the TuneIn radio app as well. And if you can't stay with us tonight, we are available on almost all major podcast apps.
There's no excuse avoid us.
Yeah, it's harder to avoid us, we often say. That's the classic line when friends are like, oh, not been keeping up with the show. First of all, I always say, you don't need to. Like, it's fine. It's, you know.
Don't take it personally.
At all. I think if we did, we'd be in trouble.
Yeah, it's probably
for the best. A lot of ambivalence, let's say. Yes, but two of us, yeah, here for a bit longer tonight. So we did have a break before that. We had, yeah, Febreze Brothers with The Sure Shot. That was Phil Most Chill and Paul Nash from 2015. The album is available on Bandcamp for a very reasonable price. You can get on Wax for a very unreasonable price. I don't think they pressed up many. One of the first opening song, or track two, has quite a prolific? No, what's one when it's prominent? Quite a prominent Adele sample.
Oh.
He's like, well, that's not been cleared. but yeah, get that album if you can. And as we mentioned before, on the Paul Nice's Bandcamp page, so many good mixes. So shout out specifically for Breaks Days, Soul on the Grill, Muro versus Paul Nice, JFK2, Narita.
They're awesome.
So, yeah, after the break, we had... What did we have?
Beastie Boys, Hey
yes,
Ladies.
The Hey Ladies remix by Paul Nice.
Yeah, with the awesome bass line. I mean, yeah. Hey Ladies is good. Well, it's a classic.
Yeah, but
that's a different vibe.
And that, yeah, that bass line, you just can't help sort of humming along to
it. Yeah, it sticks in your mind. But yeah, it's a really good piece of work. What was I going to say now? Oh, God, right, I might as well do it. Fill it up. This is the time. So, last weekend, Saturday, I spent... Saturday evening in Manchester, big wedding party, saw some friends I haven't seen for a good long time, so it was a late night.
Yep.
With all that involves in the wedding party.
Yep.
Didn't get much sleep. Driving back on Sunday morning, first of all, I forgot the half marathon was on.
Oh.
So that kiboshed my journey.
That's a nightmare. People who don't live in Sheffield, that effectively splits the city in half.
And so I ended up driving the long way, Peak District, coming in.
Yep.
Coming in Arbidale, which wasn't no bad thing, because it was a nice day. But coming back in on the, what was it? Yeah, Arbidale. And it's all like backed up with the traffic and everything.
Yep.
And the van pulls up in front of me, like weirdly stops. Guy gets out, jumps. Just runs in front of my car, just starts waving at me. I'm like, there's something wrong with my car, what's going on? He's like gesturing at me, so I wind down the window. He's like, what's up? And he's like, he's going, oh, somebody's died. I went, okay.
What?
He's like, can you take me to the mosque? Take me to the mosque. I was like, I'll give you £10 if you take me to the mosque. It's like, what do you mean? He's like, I need to go to the mosque. He was wearing, like, he had a hat on and some robes and stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Jump in.
Basically, you carjacked me.
Did you at least get the tenner, though?
I'll explain. I'll let it roll. You can we'll do it after the break.
Oh wow! Right, this one coming up now is Sonic Youth, Silver Rocket. I just, you know, I'm as upset as you are, listeners.
We'll be right back. ascoltando Treno della Rende su Sheffield Live.
Faze Miyake. Faze Miyake.
As the sun gets brighter and the night goes away, I want to close my eyes and pretend it's night and quiet, so peaceful. But the rising sun starts a day to run wherever it may go. Go run away, go run away, go
run away from my window. In the morning's light, I try to hide from people, but it's never right. I see my friends at night and it works out fine. Go run away. Go run away. Go run away from my window. Soon, early blue come to my room next morning, and I'll try to go to sleep, but it won't work. I'll have to seek my friends where they go, what they know. And I run away. I run away. Don't wanna see early blue today. Thank you.
What's up? This is Craig David, and I'm right here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Hokey cokey. I'm going to take you right in where we that chopped up.
Okay, so where were we? Abidell Rose?
Abidell Rose. The dude jumped out of his car, waved at me. Older guy. He had a walking stick, funny hat on, big white robes. Asked me to take him to a mosque. Someone died. So give me a tenner.
Bizarre story.
First I thought, is this guy for real? Anyway, so said, well, get in. I'm driving past the mosque.
Yeah.
I'm going that way anyway.
Yeah, and you're also in my car now. So.
Yeah, so might as well get in. And I said, you don't need to give me the tenner.
That's good of you.
I was thinking I'm, you know, doing God's work and that.
Yeah.
Getting him to the mosque. So, yeah.
I was going to say, so you're quite far along at Abbey. Like, in my head, you were sort of near...
I'm at Millhouses Park.
Apologies for people that don't know this very specific part of Sheffield. But in my head, you were sort of near the sort of Tesco...
You're thinking like, yeah, it was like a 1 minute drive.
Yeah, I thought you were sort of you were by the Broadie. No, it's a fair distance with traffic.
So I think he'd hitched with the other guy in the van.
Right.
He was running late. He's like, I need to get there. But obviously, the traffic at the scenario that it was quite slow.
Yeah.
And he was getting increasingly irritated by the speed of the traffic.
But what are you supposed to do with it?
Yeah, well, that was, so I noticed if I talked to him, he sort of got less irritated and just talked about stuff. He was quite a talker.
Okay.
So I just ended up having some back and forth with him. Bear in mind, I had 3 hours sleep. It's pretty hungover. The last thing I needed was just a mad old stranger getting in the car with me. Just,
it's amazing.
Yeah, I think my car probably still smells of joss sticks now. This is quite a strong smell. It's a nag champer. But anyway... It did escalate slightly because he kept telling me to try to send me down roads. I'm just going, oh, it'd be quicker if we go down there. And I was like, nah, no, that one's a dead end. Anyway, at one point he did make me turn off right into some houses, thinking you could still cut through the bit after the wood seats bit.
Yeah.
And I was going, no, they've blocked that off. And he's going, no, you just turned down there. I've been there now recently. I was like, and he turned down and it's the concrete bollards.
Oh, that's so weird. You're like, oh,
so then we went back round again. But luckily it was, so I was you're thinking, oh, I can't get back out now because it's solid traffic. Anyway, ambulance comes down, blue lights, everyone moves out. He's like, go, go, go.
What, he wanted you to chase the ambulance?
No, just like, get out.
All right.
So I got out of the junction. And in front of us, the car was like pulled over because to let the ambulance by. And he's getting like irritated. He's going, oh, he's just faffing around in his phone. He leant over, stops beeping my horn. I felt like leaning out the window going, it's not me. Just got a crazy guy in my car beeping the horn for me.
This is incredible.
And then he went, oh, I used to drive in London all the time, me. I'm not scared of beeping the horn. So I go, oh, okay. Yeah. It kind of went on like that for like the next 10 minutes. But at one point, he was telling me how he pointed at a park and he said, oh, I could live in the park, me. Like, right, okay.
Yeah, just like, well, maybe it's not a bit odd. No.
Then he started telling me about loads of things about Sheffield because he lived it for like millions of years, all his life. Anyway, at one point then he was like, oh, I hate Sheffield. I want to move to Morocco.
This is insane. It feels like you're in some sort of fever dream.
I was going, oh, I've never been to Morocco. He's like, oh, you'd love it. Guy like you. It's like, well, he's known me for like 5 minutes. Guy like me. He's judging me off the state of the inside of my car.
Yeah, you'll fit right into Morocco.
Yeah. So, yeah. Eventually got him there.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. When I dropped him off, he's like... he did tell me a little bit about how he converted to Islam. He was like a 60-year-old guy from Sheffield.
Oh, right.
With a Sheffield accent.
Right.
He obviously converted at some point.
Yeah.
Because then he told me... when he got out of the car, he told me his English name. He's like, that's my English name.
How strange.
Anyway, he wouldn't take his tenner back. I was trying to give it him back, but...
He just wouldn't take it?
No, he refused. I'm a tenner up.
Yeah, well, that's
good. I was driving that way anyway.
Yeah.
I just had to have conversations with him. Nuts dude. But yeah, no, it's cool. He turned out to be pretty nice. Just as long as I kept him chatting, he was all right.
That's amazing. I've just seen what's happened. Sorry, I've just seen what's happening on Lawnmower Man. We won't go into that.
It's escalating.
Yeah. Right. Does anyone care what we've
just
heard? Yeah,
we'll do them quickly.
We'll do them quickly, okay. Yeah, we've got a minute or two left. We came out of the last instrumental with Sonic Youth, with Silver Rocket, the second single from the 1988 album Daydream Nation. Apologies to anyone that doesn't like a noise rock breakdown in the middle of a song. It kind of falls apart to nothing and just feedback.
Yeah, if you like that, we'll be doing a weird show pretty soon.
Yeah, next week.
Oh, it is that soon.
Oh, no, week after week next. After. Yes. Yeah. If you've got any oddball suggestions that you want us to play, then get them in. Not just nonsense, though. You have to like it. Put that stipulation on. Then one of the many handbreaks tonight, we went into 2017 instrumental from Faze Miyake, Spooky Triton. Some, I guess, 140 BPM stuff. I guess a grime instrumental, I guess.
Sounded like it, yeah. Then we heard Dave Lee Jr., Second Line March from his Evolution album 1974. It's like a lost classic reissued by Soul Jazz recently. He's a drummer and composer, kind of taking Coltrane and Sun Ra, fusing that with like his NOLA roots. He grew up in New Orleans and then sort of moved to New York in the 70s and kind of got into like deep jazz stuff. So yeah, he's kind of a cool fusion of those styles. So like just like mad drum beats and things, and then just deep spiritual style jazz.
Oh, that sounds good. I'm going to check that one out.
Got another cut coming up later. After that, you heard FJ McMahon, Early Blue, which I heard on your favourite show,
yes.
Reservation Dogs. I got to that episode recently. So yeah, that was originally pressed in small quantities, 69, I think, around California. It has been reissued in 2017, so I think that's probably when it more accessible.
Better numbers.
Yeah.
I think there's a really good article about it where they talk about how it turned up. So if we can, we'll link and we'll put that out on Blue Sky as well. Then we had Pearls by Piero Piccioni from
Piccioni.
I should have said it right. From the Camilla 2000 film 1963. And then we had some early hardcore
Luxury Twirl with Twirl. That's from a compilation called Lost Paradise Blissed Out Breakbeat Hardcore that just came out. Right, we'll let these roll out and we'll be back for one more link before the end of the night.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
So I try to be myself. It's the same as always.
Yes, that was it. The final set of the night. Pretty laid back. I'll be honest with you, listeners, I'm kind of regretting the choice of song I've chosen to see us out. So if you're nice and relaxed, you can, I don't know, fade us out now, I'll say. Right, so out of Grandmaster Flash with the message, we had Jesse Lanza with You Never Show... You Never Show Your Love, featuring DJ Rashad. The Tech Life mix, that was mentioned in a good article on Days of Confused about the Hyperdub 20 celebrations at Fabric, which happened last month, I think. I'll link that in the show notes. Pretty good read. It's quite funny. We're talking about, yes, and people in the UK still don't know how to dance the footwork. And I'm like, yeah, they're thinking about it. I probably wouldn't either.
No.
The best thing I do is sway, maybe. Hopefully it never comes up. then after that we had Jessica Pratt with Life Is. That was the debut single. That was the first single off the new album, which comes out in May. There's a really good playlist. Like, well, I guess, I don't know, you can kind of call it a mixtape, because it's about an hour long on the big green streaming platform. We'll link to that in the show notes, called March of the Seasons. That's a really good listen, and no doubt there'll be tracks from there coming up on future shows. Then another one of mine got recommended by a listener. Shout out to Malt in Cambridge. He reminded me that Adam Wiltsey has got a new album out. That was the lead single from that as well, Tissue of Lies. And the album is called 11 Fugues for Sodium Pentothal. Like, this guy's like, name for albums are incredible. That's new out on Cranky. So that'll be one I'll be listening to this week. Probably be a couple more of those coming up in future shows, I think. Then a last minute addition, because you reminded me, today being April the 14th, you've got to play Aphex Twin Avril 14th.
Yeah, it's a law, basically.
It's not, you know, I tried to get away with it, but we couldn't. So we took a little bit of a swerve. We played the reverse music, not audio, re-record from 2009. There is a, what's the other version he released?
It's just backwards, isn't it?
There is a back, just backwards, and then there's another one which is half speed, double tempo. So it's like half the speed, but still played at the same, I don't know.
Yeah,
but it's 5 minutes long, and if anything, I'll be like, it's a bit boring. So I didn't want to play that. Then two more from you.
Yeah, so I heard another cut from that David Lee Jr. Album. I don't know what it's called, Evolution. Yeah, that was Love Parable. That one sort of stood out on the album because mostly there's, well, like I said, spiritual jazz or New Orleans funk breaks.
It's such a weird combo.
And then that's just like a deep soul cut.
Yeah,
cool. Anyway, really enjoyed that one. And then kept that theme going, some deep psych blues. That was the Fabulous Fascinators, or the Royal Review featuring the Fascinators, depending on which label you look at. Is it Because I'm Black? So that was covering the Saul Johnson civil rights anthem, originally from the late 60s, I think. I can't remember.
There's quite a few versions of that.
Yeah, it's so good though. Yeah, that was like a more minimal psych blues, I'd say. That one you can get on a Numero reissue.
That was what surprised me when I was looking at links to include on the post for Blue Sky. It was like, Numero would be issued that.
Yeah, it's one of the Eccentric Soul 45s, I think, from a while back. Yeah. So, ticked off.
Yeah, we've done it. We survived. No massive technical problems. If you've enjoyed the show, it's our pleasure. Let us know. Yeah. If you didn't enjoy the show, don't tell us, and don't slag us off to anyone else. Spread the word of the show. If anyone wants stickers, get in touch.
Yeah, if you want us to play a weird song, get in touch. We'll be doing that not this week, but the week after. Is that right? 2 weeks' time?
Or possibly.
Might be three.
And yeah, I need to check the diary because I'm away for a couple. I think. Yes, so if you're all nice and relaxed, then fade us down now, because we're going to be seeing us out is some 92 hardcore. Goldie with his Metalheads moniker, with I think his debut 12 called Terminator. Gonna send this one out to Sam. Right, we'll be back hopefully next week.
All right, yeah, let's all have a good week.
Terminator is out there.